All In. Chapter 4. Charge. Joshua Chamberlain knew nothing about being a soldier. He was a student of theology and a professor of rhetoric. But when duty called, Chamberlain answered. Then he climbed the ranks to become colonel of the 20th Maine Volunteer Infantry Regiment, Union Army. On July 2, 1863, 300 soldiers were all that stood between the Confederates and certain defeat at a battlefield in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Ring a bell? Abraham Lincoln gave a famous speech there, but he wouldn't have had the opportunity without the courage of one Colonel Chamberlain. At 2:30 p.m., the first of the attacks came. The 15th and 47th Alabama Infantry Regiments of the Confederate Army charged toward Chamberlain, but they held their ground. There were 5 charges following, but they still didn't budge, despite the fact that only 80 men were left standing. Chamberlain was even hit by a bullet in the belt buckle. It knocked him down, but the 34-year-old schoolteacher got right back up. This was his date with destiny. When a sergeant informed Chamberlain that there were no reinforcements on the way and his men had 1 round of ammunition left, he knew he needed to act decisively. The sensible thing to do would have been to wave the white flag and surrender, but that thought didn't cross Chamberlain's mind. The decision he made was a game changer for the entire war and single-handedly saved the Union. He caught the enemy totally off guard by climbing onto the barricade and ordered his men to charge. Despite being outnumbered 50-1, his men fixed their bayonets and charged down the little round top. By successfully executing a great right wheel, Chamberlain won one of the most improbable victories in military history. 4,000 Confederates surrendered to 80 Union soldiers. That one act of courage saved the Union. Historians believe that if Chamberlain had not chosen to charge, the Confederates would have gained the upper hand. If the rebels had won that one battle, they probably would have won the Civil War altogether.